The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
4,211 individuals are now inside off the streets.
A discussion beyond the headlines.
COVID-19 has moved into our premises in a like a storm, like a vicious, ferocious, mysterious monster.
With and about newsmakers who impact our lives.
The proposal is to suspend it for a year. That way, a person making $40,000 a year would get equivalent of a $3,000 raise tax-free.
On AM 870, The Answer.
When we first measured it in March, L.A. and nationally were just over 60% employed in both regions. So when we measured it again this time, we saw another drop in the national numbers, not quite as dramatically. It was 10 points from dropping from 62% to 52% over that same time period.
We begin our segment with At the Heart of the Homeless Crisis. And this week, Governor Newsom is giving praise to the Motel 6 chain for helping house the homeless during the coronavirus pandemic. While at a motel in Northern California, he said the state set a goal a few weeks ago of finding 15,000 hotel rooms throughout the state to be set aside for the homeless. They've secured 11,000 of those rooms.
4,211 individuals are now inside, off the streets, out of our shelters, representing roughly 38% of all of those hotel rooms now being occupied.
Governor Newsom says he's gotten pushback, though, from some cities that don't want to use motel rooms for housing homeless. But he highlighted some areas of the state that have not only stepped up to the plate.
We've had amazing partnerships, not only with Santa Clara, but Yolo, Merced, Los Angeles, Riverside, and Ventura County. And there's a reason I mentioned those counties. They have simply done more than all of the other to really support this effort.
Well, let's get some reaction. Let's go to Andy Bales, CEO of Union Rescue Mission, to get his thought on the governor's efforts to put homeless in all these motels around the state. Andy, it sounds like the governor's really making a try at this, and a lot of those motels have said yes.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for the governor, for the city, for the county, because we've actually had to depend on them over this very difficult weekend at Union Rescue Mission. We've actually sent 178 of our most vulnerable guests out to those very tier one hotels and tier two hotels. We've actually had to also put over 107 people in isolation in place because COVID-19 has moved into our premises in a like a storm, like a vicious, ferocious, mysterious monster. And we've had one staff member, of course, who passed away April 7th, a beloved team member, Gerald Shiroma. And then I guess my estimates on numbers are high. The Department of Public Health and Department of Health Services just told me that my estimates are high. But I believe we've had perhaps as many as 30 or higher tests positive. And so we've scrambled, turned our boardroom into a isolation unit, a boardroom and staff cafeteria and staff restrooms on our second floor office area turned into an isolation area over on Friday. And now our sprung structure, all of our ladies have moved out and either to those hotels. Our little frail elderly ladies have moved either to those hotels or to our fifth floor former family wing. We've moved families who are isolated off-site to an inner city arts theater, the Rosenthal Theater, a 6,000 square foot place. And now we're moving our men who've tested positive into the sprung structure. And our women are now going into the isolation that we created on the board and staff cafeteria second floor. So we've been scrambling and doing our very best to keep our folks safe. All of our guests were tested yesterday. The interesting thing is almost 50%, I think 47% had no symptoms. So they are asymptomatic COVID-19 possible. Everybody on Skid Row is being tested today and in the days to come. And it's quite likely that they will prove to be asymptomatic. So the governor's strategy, the city's strategy, the county strategy to get the most vulnerable into hotel rooms is a wonderful strategy, and we applaud it.
We are talking with Andy Bales, CEO of Union Rescue Mission. Andy, what about, we're getting these warnings from the mayor on the budget. He's talking about furloughing staff members for up to a month, cutting many programs. Hotel revenue has been down. Obviously, the expenses are going up for the city with this coronavirus. How do you mix that with, you know, a greater demand and a city that's got a budget that's now strapped?
Well, just like the city, Union Rescue Mission has to do what we have to do to take care of everybody. And that may mean that our budget will be strained as well. We've had to purchase medical equipment. Everybody has to wear masks and gloves and goggles or shields. And we've had to order extra cleaning products. We've had to order cleaning teams in to remove the viruses from among us. We've had to pay for hotel rooms when people get discharged from the county hotels or county quarantine, and they're not able to come back to the isolated dorms. Then we have to keep them up in hotels. So we are like the city on a small scale, and the city only has so much tax money. We have private donors who step up to the need and donate even more to help us meet the need. But the mayor didn't stretch it when he said this is by far going to be much more economically difficult than the Great Recession. I will say this is going to be more difficult than the Great Depression or the Great Recession. And there's already more unemployment now during this pandemic than there was during the Great Depression or the Great Recession. So these are going to be difficult times ahead, but you have to do what you have to do in order to take care of the folks who've fallen ill during a disaster, and perhaps it means federal aid will have to come in to make up for the difference.
Right. Well, I saw the story from the USC Dornsife, their study that says that 50% now, more than 50% of LA is unemployed, that this coronavirus has really put the kibosh on with people following the directive. On one hand, they've been following it. There's such a desire to get things back the way they were, and there's such a cabin fever out there. What are your thoughts about this? As you see the coronavirus make its way through Union Rescue Mission, what do you tell Angelenos who want to get back at it?
Stay calm. You know, my wife is a charge nurse on a coronavirus floor, and she was describing for me what people are going through right before they get shipped to ICU, where they are going through so much more. I heard one New York City doctor say, you know, people on ventilators bleeding from everywhere, fighting for their life. We don't need to bring that on to ourselves. You need to stay patient, stay home. We are going to suffer economically, but I'd rather suffer economically for a bit than be in a ICU on a ventilator bleeding out of everywhere. That's what we have to avoid. That's why we've gotten so strict about wearing masks, and it's gotten so strict that we've told our security guards, if you don't wear a mask, you're going to be dismissed. If a staff member isn't wearing a mask in a public area, they're going to get a write-up. This is serious business, and we don't need to be rushing out anywhere yet until this passes. We're just right at the peak of it. 81 people died 2 days ago in L.A. County from this vicious, ferocious, mysterious disease. And it is not over by any means. We need to stay home and stay safe.
All right. Andy Bales with us, Union Rescue Mission. You're also the optimist, and you like to share stories. Share some bright points. You know, sometimes these devastations can bring out the best in people. Have you seen some examples of real people stepping up?
Yes. And one sweet story I've got to tell you is our ladies, our frail ladies, were reluctant to move to those tier one hotels. And then when some of them did, one lady showed up and the nurse asked her how was her breathing. And she said, I can't breathe. I'm so excited to be here. I just can't breathe. And that made the nurse's day. Well, the other story is that three of our sweet ladies who moved yesterday, they moved the day before yesterday to Tier 1 housing. They somehow made their way back here because they wanted to get back home, and they got lonely and they wanted to come home. So these are sweet, precious people. All of those numbers that we hear every day, they represent sweet, precious human beings. And that's why we need to stay safe for much longer.
All right. How are you doing supply-wise and food-wise? We heard that some of the retailers are having to redirect food. On one hand, you've got restaurants that aren't open. On the other hand, you've got some meat packing plants around the country that are having challenges themselves.
Yeah, safety is our biggest concern, and food supply coming in is our second greatest concern. And so we can use all of the medical equipment, the masks, the shields, the gloves, the sanitizer, the disinfectant that we can get. We can use paper towels. That's something we've learned. No more rags being used to clean. It's a new world. We can only use paper towels, and any food supplies anybody can direct our way would be of great help. We've shrunk. We are about half the population at our mission right now that we've been in the past. I think the count is 414 downtown, 30 in our offsite annex with inner city arts, and then still 225 with unaffected by the virus Hope Gardens. So though we've shrunk, we still have lots of folks to feed, and we could use all the help we could get.
Andy, how are you doing? I know that you've had some health issues in the past. Have you gotten tested?
No, I may get tested today. I'm fine, feeling fine. The toughest part is suffering sometimes from the blame game. After I got on a call and asked the county to come and decompress us, lessen the number here, some folks decided to start being very critical, and activists on Skid Row started calling for my head and saying things like failed leadership and he needs to go. And you've got folks out there that stand on the sidelines and armchair quarterback and criticize, and I guess that's part of the toughest part of the issue. But so far, holding up and going strong and working more than we should ever work. But we're going to get through this.
Share the website.
URM.org. Any gift would be appreciated. No gift is too small or too big. Be careful, though. This is going to be a difficult economic time. And only give if you can give, and give cheerfully. Thank you so much, Larry.
Thank you, Andy. See you next week.
God bless you. Bye.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.